Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, October 12th, 2021. It is 10:31 a.m. We'll call this meeting to order, and we'll begin with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Senegal.
And if you don't mind, you can bow your head. Lord, we come before you asking that you give that divine wisdom to each and every member of this court, to the member that's away, be with them in every form and fashion. Be with the county employees and their families. Lord, be with every elected official in Jefferson County. This we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Please join me.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we're going to begin our agenda a little bit out of order this morning. Under County Commissioners, item A is consider possibly approve and receive an energy efficiency incentive check in the amount of $140,844.49 from Entergy Texas Eastern Region. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And Ron, who's going to be here today to...
Well, thank you. First, I want to say thank you for allowing me to be here. My name is Mark Delavan. I want to thank you, the court, for allowing Entergy to be here to present a check to you. So at Entergy, we really care about what our customers use and how much power they use. And so we've developed a program called the Commercial Solutions Program. What this program is designed to do is help our customers reduce their power bill by incentivizing energy efficiency projects so that we can help make those projects happen sooner. So some of the projects that we incentivize include new LED lights, more efficient HVAC equipment, and even putting on Energy Star roofs. And so we use this program to help make our customers more efficient and help them to reduce the power of their bill. So I'm here today to give a big congratulations to Jefferson County, who partnered with Johnson Controls, who did a county-wide retrofit of their lighting and HVAC equipment. This project ended up earning over $140,000 in just incentives for this particular project, and it ended up saving the county over 600 kilowatts and over 3.4 million kilowatt hours. Now, this is a huge energy savings, which is equivalent to helping the taxpayers save $312,000 on their energy bill. So in total, you're saving on your energy bill by $300,000, and then you also got a cash gift from Entergy for another $140,000. So you're looking at almost $500,000 that you were able to generate by doing this project. Now, the great thing about energy efficiency is not only are you helping your power bill and helping save the taxpayers money, but you're helping the environment too. So the equivalent carbon savings for these 3.4 million kilowatt hours that you saved, it's equivalent to taking 553 cars off the road. And so we're here to just say a couple thanks to you. So first, we want to say thank you to the court and the commissioners for approving this project and going forward to make your buildings more efficient. We want to say thank you to all the Jefferson County employees that kind of helped us go through the pre-inspections, the post-inspection, and helping us quantify this particular savings. And lastly, I want to say thank you to Tony Cloud and John Post, who work for Johnson Controls, who worked tirelessly on this project to make this project a success. And so lastly, I want to thank you for the partnership that we have with Jefferson County. We're really excited about the progress we've made and look forward to future projects we can do with the county to help you save more money and save the taxpayers money as well. And so it is my honor to present this check for you guys to keep to hang in your office from Entergy, Texas.
Okay. Why don't y'all come up here and stand in front of the podium in front of us? And I'll just mention that Commissioner Pierce is at continuing education and Commissioner Bush is in a short hospital stay, though he's doing very, very good. And we expect them back next week.
Hold on. I'm so good looking, I don't want a mask.
That's right.
Perfect.
Thank you so much. We'll look forward to the one that you can bring to the bank.
Appreciate you, man.
All right. Going on to items under purchasing, item A is to execute, receive, and file a lease extension for lease of properties acquired as a result of buyout for 5 additional years from July 25th, 2021 through July 25th, 2026, as shown on attachment A. Item B is to consider and approve award, execute, receive, and file a contract for request for a proposal for Jefferson County Drainage District and Jefferson County District and County Clerk's Trust Funds Depository Contract with Allegiance Bank. Do we have a motion on those two? Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, thank you, Dante. Item A is consider and approve a fiscal year 2022 budget transfer for Beaumont maintenance for additional costs for laptops in the amount of $817. Item B is consider and approve a fiscal year 2022 budget transfer for GIS to use mileage reimbursement instead of county vehicle in the amount of $2,150. Item C is consider and approve articles of agreement between Jefferson County, Texas and Jefferson County Sheriff's Association for the period October 12, 2021 through September 30th, 2025. Item D is consider possibly approving and authorize county judge to execute an interlocal contract between the City of Beaumont, City of Port Arthur, Jefferson County, Hardin County, Jasper County, and Orange County for the Southeast Texas Auto Theft Task Force pursuant to Texas Government Code Section 791.001 through 027 for the period September 1st, 2021 through August 31st, 2022. Item E is regular county bills, check numbers 487599 through 487884. Do I have a motion on those items under our auditor?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under county commissioners, we've done item A. Item B is consider possibly approving and authorize county judge to execute, receive, and file a demolition waiver for the City of Port Arthur to remove an unsafe structure located at 642 Sabine Avenue in Port Arthur. Do I have a motion on that? Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
So moved.
Second by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under human resources, we have one item, consider and possibly approve granting extended leave without pay for up to 90 days for Margaret Hidalgo, an employee of the district attorney's office. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved. Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Question. When does this time come about, Kerry? Do you know how close we are with that?
Yes, sir. First of all, it's consistent with our past practice in doing this. This is one of those that we're a little bit ahead of schedule, I believe. And so this is anticipation of an upcoming event.
Okay. Not too far ahead of schedule.
No.
Okay, then.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Yes, have it. Under Sheriff's Department, we have one item to consider and possibly approve the U.S. Department of Justice United States Marshal Service Modification Number 17 to the current intergovernmental agreement. The purpose of this agreement is to correct the number of DOL wage determination that was used for the annual DOL WD submitted for years 2021 and 2022. The correct Department of Labor WD number is 2015-5217. There's no change in the wage rates. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our short agenda this week. We will now have a time of public comment. Is there anyone, member of the public, that wishes to make a comment? If you're in court today, you'll approach the lectern and introduce yourself. If you're on the line, you'll need to press *6 in order to unmute your line. So we are open for a time of public comment. Hearing none, this time of public comment will be closed. Commissioners, Any elected official have any announcements they wish to make without the court taking action?
I have one. Congratulations, Indigenous Peoples Day. And make sure we acknowledge that.
Let's see.
I have one too, Judge. How about them cowboys?
All right. Well, if there is nothing further, I appreciate all of you attending today, and we are adjourned. I'm